You mentioned your wife.
Yes.
Where was she?
Gloria was born in Scotland, and her parents then moved to Northern Ireland, to Belfast, and she was born in Londonderry in Northern Ireland. And she grew up in Northern Ireland. My father-in-law was also in the textile business. He had quite a big business there. And as I said, we met in Italy, and we only knew each other literally a couple of weeks. I was over there before you could say Belfast. Yeah. It worked. I mean, I always remember, how old was I, 22, and I remember my Aunt Esther, of all people, said to me, how are you going to afford a wife? I mean, you're only a kid, you've just come out of the army. And I said, you'd be surprised, Gloria joined Cardiff University. She worked her way up and she became private secretary to Trotman Dickinson and then to Alfred Moritz, and she was there for 30 years. They loved her, absolutely loved her. She was lovely.
Active in the Jewish community.
Oh, and how? She used to go, when she retired from university, she would go to the old age home weekly to help the old age people. She'd go to the Jewish social club with lunch of the, had a day, still got it here, a day centre. She used to go and wash up and she'd go and visit people quietly and not, I had so many people, not just Jewish, other people. People I've met since she died, non-Jewish people I've been talking to, and they say, well, that's your wife? Gosh, she used to come and see my mother. And I never knew about these things. And things have come out, charitable work she did that I didn't know about. She was very modest. She was lovely. And I mean, we had a very hard start. My father-in-law was killed in a car crash. His wife, bless her, Alice, had multiple sclerosis. We were young. We just had a little baby. We waited 5 years to get Jill, and we thought it would never happen, and it did. And he died that year, and we had to have her mother came to live with us in Cardiff. Now, can you imagine? We had a little tiny baby, her mother with multiple sclerosis. We had to eventually couldn't cope, and she had to go to a nursing home. The Jewish old age home at that time wouldn't take her because they wouldn't take anybody who was sick. Now it's different, but in those days we couldn't. And she was a daughter of a rabbi, believe it or not, and we couldn't get her in. It was very bad. We had to put her into a nursing home in Penarth. She lived 4 or 5 years, but it cemented a relationship although we were very happy, my wife and I, that there cemented thing. We were kids, we were 23, 24. I used to have to take her out in a wheelchair. And it was very hard. I mean, believe it or not, a little baby as well. But my mother was very good, and my grandmother was wonderful to her. We used to take her up in the daytime. We'd leave her there with my grandmother. We used to go on holiday, and they'd take her, look after her. You know, the family were very good, I have to say. It was very sad, because she was a lovely person. But you see, in life, nobody knows what's going to happen. And we were so young, and I look back at it and think, well, how on earth did we... It wouldn't happen today, I don't think.
Yeah. You say you were young. Did you feel pressure on you to have children at that time, then?
I felt pressure on my wife, yeah. Although she had a brother, and we're still very, very friendly, my brother-in-law, but his father-in-law got hold of me, I remember, and he said to me, you know, it is the daughter's responsibility to look after a sick mother. And his daughter got pregnant then at the same time, so we had her, you know what I mean? It was very, very difficult. And we sold their house, and the money in those days for a house, what did we get for it? A couple of thousand, which paid for her fees in the nursing home. But I mean, they weren't wealthy people, they were working people, hard-working people. But I do remember it vividly, but it was cemented a relationship. And we were very close. It broke my heart. Well, I still am. I'm heartbroken, but I've just had to make the best of a bad thing, and I haven't done too badly.